meditation on the kindness of our mother. We all have a mother. This is very clear. If we didn't, without her, we wouldn't be here. Okay. Contemplating and deeply appreciating our mother's kindness, even if she has passed away, doesn't matter. Contemplating and deeply appreciating our mother's kindness is very important. For one, it is very beneficial for our daily happiness. And it is also very important for our spiritual development, our own training in loving kindness, in our own practice of learning to cherish others. If we cannot cherish our own mother, then how can we cherish all living beings? Sometimes this isn't easy, but this is very important. This contemplation and meditation, it is very precious. Some people say very healing, heartwarming, wonderful contemplation. Now, when we engage in this contemplation, we're not trying to pretend that our mother was perfect all the time and that she didn't make any mistakes. Because after all, just like ourselves, she's human. And we humans, every once in a while, we make some mistakes. But this is not what we're focusing on in this contemplation and meditation. Of course, we're human. Our mother's human. We make mistakes. But that's not what we're focusing on in this contemplation and meditation. In fact, focusing on anyone's faults and shortcomings while ignoring their good qualities and their kindness only functions to disturb our mind, make our mind unpeaceful and negative. And, you know, for example, we begin to develop minds of blaming and resentment like this, just making us very unhappy, and then destroying the harmony in our relationships. And then everyone suffers. No good results come from this, focusing on others' faults and shortcomings while ignoring their good qualities and their kindness. So, of course, this is true for our mother. In particular, it is very easy to forget our mother's kindness or to take it for granted. You know, even if someone lists in great detail the many ways in which our mother benefits us, has benefited us, and so forth. Even if someone lists these in detail, sometimes we develop a mind that thinks, well, she's supposed to do that. Right? She's supposed to do that. This way of thinking has no meaning. It's not beneficial. Instead, we can think with humility and gratitude. We can think. Instead of thinking she's supposed to do this, we think she did this for me. Very different. She did this for me. And it wasn't easy. How kind she is. How kind. She did these things for me. And it wasn't always easy. Often it wasn't easy. How kind. Anyway, as I said, it is easy to forget or take for granted our mother's kindness, or to only remember the times in which we feel that she harmed us. Okay. Therefore, it's very important that we contemplate in detail how our mother has been kind to us from the very beginning of our life. Normally we don't think about these things too much. It's quite important to remember and contemplate how our mother has been kind to us from the very beginning of our life. If we are sitting here or online listening to this teaching, this is proof of our mother's kindness. You know, throughout our life, we have received already, we have received so many kindnesses from others. But there's only one person in this life who gave us birth. Only one. We've received so many kindnesses from others. But there's only one person in this life who gave us birth. Who's that? It's our dear mother. And is this a small kindness? I'm just talking about this right now. Is this a small kindness? No. No. In fact, it is such a profound kindness that without receiving her generosity of allowing us to remain and develop within her womb, and giving us birth, we would not even now have this human life in which we experience so many advantages and opportunities.